This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. Statewide Severe Weather Awareness Week is on right now between April 13th and the 17th. 2020 statewide tornado drill will be today, April 16th. You can get more information on Severe Weather Awareness Week at hsem.dps.mn.gov. Many people have received their stimulus check from the IRS through direct deposit. If you haven't received your payment, check out irs.gov and click on irs.gov coronavirus page link in the middle of the page and follow the instructions there. That's irs.gov. A couple of announcements and updates from the city of Mora. All city/utility facilities are closed to the public through Friday, May 1st. All business will be conducted via the city's website, phone, mail, and email. This closure excludes the North Country Bottle Shop, which will remain open. All events and public meetings scheduled for the city, including the March and April wine tastings, will be canceled through May 1st. Although April 15th is normally the tax deadline, the federal tax deadline has been moved to July 15th. Also, the Minnesota tax deadline has been moved to July 15th. In response to inquiries on the school building referendum, the school board at this time is still committed to the May 12th special election vote. You can keep up to date on Mustangs United referendum website at moraschools.org. Earlier in the week, Governor Tim Walz clarified confusion over the extension of the stay-at-home order through May 4th and the peacetime order through May 13th.
I want to take just a moment to talk a little bit about what we did yesterday in terms of an extension of the peacetime emergency. A month ago on March 13th, that I signed the executive order that created the peacetime emergency. That's not that in fact, it's a very common thing that governors do. And in Minnesota, governors do that for everything from flooding to tornadoes to anything that might involve using the National Guard. It opens up certain tools, as we've talked about in the toolbox. That is different than the home executive order that we extended to May 4th. So some of the confusion around that was the stay home asks for essential travel, pharmacies, grocery stores, the things we're doing, and folks who are working in those essential businesses, and as we open up more of those. So if there was any confusion, there was not an extension of the stay at home order to May 13th. That was the emergency, the peacetime emergency.
Also, with stimulus checks said to be going out this week, the IRS wants you to beware of scammers trying to get your money by asking for personal information. Do not give personal information out over the phone, and remember, the IRS will never ask for your personal information. Announced on April 13th, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Minnesota DNR has ordered Minnesota Township fire wardens to stop issuing burning permits until further notice. The DNR will grant variance permits only. For more information, check out Minnesota's DNR website. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover your cough and sneezes. Toss the tissue and wash your hands again. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.